Beast, written by Ali Kennan and read by Jerome Pride. I sigh. I'm too old for this. I'm too old to be forced into other people's families like a jigsaw piece from a different set. I've never fitted in anywhere. I'm about to go upstairs when Carol sidles back into the room. "You've got blood on your neck," she says. "Bleeding zit." I wave her away, but she ignores me. I spit on my hand and wipe at my neck. Carol and Robert are always screaming at each other, and Verity and Jimmy let them get away with it. At home, me and my brothers always got a whack. "We'll have to disinfect your room when you've gone," she says. She breaks into giggles and dances off across the kitchen floor, her dark hair bouncing off her shoulders. I have this belief. The more pink a girl wears, the more twisted and evil she is. Pink is Carol's favourite colour. She ought to have grown out of it by now. The band in her hair and the stripe at the top of her socks are pink. Even her cat, Dudley, has to wear a pink, fluffy collar. It doesn't suit him. He's this 10-year-old gangster with no ears. In my room, I look at the telly, and one by one I hear the family go upstairs. At about 10 o'clock, there's a knock on my door. It's Jimmy. "Everything all right?" he asks. He looks at the walls and very hard at the lumps in the unmade bed. He scans the carpet, searching for evidence for some unknown crime. "Fine," I say, and switch the channel with the remote. "Any luck with the job hunting?" "Nope." Jimmy leans against the door. "You'll need one if you want to keep that car legal." "Yep." Jimmy says he'll leave me in peace, and he shuts the door quietly behind him. He's all right, really. He's about 50-odd. His official title is foster carer. He's had kids like me coming and going in his house for 25 years. He's seen it all. Or maybe not. I think of the dead animal in the boot of my car, oozing blood into the carpet mats.